Well, there's only 1 week to go until the big state election. It's been an interesting campaign, I think, is the best way that we can describe it. There's been some ups and downs, I think, from both parties. Very interestingly, here in Far North Queensland, we've had a lot of attention, including a visit from Prime Minister Scott Morrison, as well as of course, both leaders. Some big promises, including what is perhaps the biggest promise of the campaign so far, about $160 million for Cairns University Hospital, made by the LNP in the last couple of days. To talk about this and other political matters, I've got David Crisafulli on the line. Now, David is the Shadow Minister for Tourism, most importantly, I think, for our part of the world. He's also the Shadow Minister for the Environment, Science and the Great Barrier Reef. Welcome to the King Review, David Crisafulli.
Thank you for having me, Gavin.
It's great to have you at this, well, crucial part of the campaign, I guess. Our office at Tropic is about a stone's throw from the pre-poll. It's been absolutely packed this week there at Cairns Showgrounds. How are you feeling at this juncture of the campaign?
It's going to be close, very close. That's not political speak either. That is genuinely the case, and both sides will tell you that. The joy for your part of the world is it's regional Queensland that's going to decide this one, and the more I look at it, the more I think that the next government that is formed will need to win a couple of seats in Townsville and a couple of seats in Cairns, and that makes regional Queensland particularly important, and that makes getting your economies firing and getting your cities safe an important priority, and one that I hope puts us in a position to win government.
Well, the LNP needs a net gain of 9 seats, and it's interesting that you say that in terms of our prominence here, because it's always been the case, or at least the perception, that the southeast corner is all that matters when it comes to Queensland elections. So it is good. You're obviously originally a Townsville, a North Queensland, North Queenslander yourself. What are some of the issues, the key, you know, the top three things, I guess, that you're hearing in our part of the world? What are people telling you that they want both major parties to address?
People want a job for their kids. People want a safe city. And nowhere has that been more sharply in my focus than the far north. Whenever I go around the state as Shadow Tourism Minister, there are some communities that have done very well in recent times on the back of Queenslanders rallying and people supporting their own and having limited options where to holiday. And that has seen some places like Stanthorpe, for example, and Mullaney within a drive of the capital do very well in recent times. That hasn't been the case for Cairns, and you're a city that relies on high volume, and it's difficult to jump in the car in Brizzy and chuff off and book a room at Crystalbrook. We understand that. And we really need to get the North's economy firing, and we need to get the Far North's tourism offering firing. And for mine, it involves a couple of things. Firstly, we need to work on a marketing strategy that ends this Brisbane knows best approach. And Deb's announcement the other day of $50 million for the RTOs is only the beginning of what I intend to do as Tourism Minister, and that is unleash the shackles that are bogging down all regions, not just Cairns, but all regions. I'm sick and tired of seeing one approach to marketing that just says, here's Queensland and go forth and discover what you want. That's never going to work. I would rather fund the individual regions and they can market their destination in the way that they feel best. So what the campaign looks like and where it goes to and who it goes to, all that can be done in the modern era using demographics and profiles. And I will back someone in Cairns to know what is right for their region than someone sitting in Brisbane. I will back someone in Cairns who has their backside on the line and who are accountable to people who live in that city to find what works better than someone from many hundred kilometres away. That's the style that I'm going to lead as Tourism Minister. And if you couple that with new offerings, particularly in the ecotourism area, I genuinely believe that tourism in this state still has its best days ahead of us. We've just got some lumpy periods to get across first.
Well, the biggest issue, of course, facing tourism in our part of the world, in many parts of Queensland, of course, is the border. It's my view that, or the cynic in me, if you like, suggests that the border might just open on about November 1, a day or two after this state election. It's obviously very popular in parts of the state. Should the border have been reopened by now?
But it's not a case of just talking about one element of the recovery. If we're just fixated on that one element, we're never going to get the state going. It's more than just the border. And a good border policy will not be about set and forget. A good border policy will be to be able to be flexible as risks emerge and deflate. That's the first and foremost.
But to me, this is a criticism of the LNP, where early on you had Deb Frecklington talking a lot about the border. Obviously, it has needed to stay closed when cases emerge and spikes happen. But there's some criticism around, particularly in this part of the world, that the LNP has gone absolutely silent on border closures or border reopening. So it is a big topic. Should they have been reopened by now?
But Gavin, the criticism you speak of, and I'm very cognizant of it because I was prosecuting it at Port Douglas, the criticism what you speak of was the Premier picked a date, which was July, and then through thin air just pulled out September, and people just had the rug pulled out from under them. My criticism of the border is not over whether or not health advice was forthcoming. My criticism has been the mixed messaging, the double standards, the lack of clarity. And what we want to do is say to people, the border is one element of getting the economy back open. And we do need to balance the health concerns with getting the economy going. But there are other things that need to lead an economic recovery, and those things include creating jobs. And in the case of the tourism industry, finding new offerings, unleashing our natural attractions that can improve things. And then as the borders reopen, and then as international markets open up, and hopefully as we get a cure for this thing, we are best placed to capitalise. Now, this is my vision for Queensland tourism. In the post-COVID era, whenever that is and however that is, and we need to help people get through the hurt that is still going to be there for some time. But in that post-COVID era, find me a destination better than Queensland and find me a destination better than Cairns that can offer clean, green, safe, authentic. That is going to be the element of what rebuilds your economy. From heartache can come great things, and I have every faith in the Cairns economy. Now, I don't walk around with rose-coloured glasses. I walked Lake Street the other day and I saw 3 and 4 shop fronts empty, and the ones that were there I didn't see thriving. I understand how tough things are. We need to find a way through. We need to re-energise not just tourism, but the economy as a whole. And our recovery for the far north isn't a one-trick pony. We're talking about building dams. We're talking about building a Bruce Highway to be able to connect people safely. We're talking about infrastructure projects. We're talking about investing in things like the hospital you speak of to make sure people have first-class medical facilities and also jobs during the creation and ongoing. We aren't a one-trick pony. But let me assure you, I have faith in Cairns. And so does the LNP. And I am urging people to get behind change because I believe Queensland's best days lie ahead of it, and so does the tourism industry.
And I guess the final point for me on the border is, have we missed the boat? Because other states have opened up. You see other states or territories benefiting from the bubble with New Zealand. I think the urgency in the border situation is people are already booking their flights. People are already making decisions where they'll go. So the recovery that you talk of, my fear is, and the fear of many in tourism here, is we may have missed the boat. David Crisafulli, look, it's a comment from me, but I think you should have been the leader. I know you may not like to hear that. I think there's a lot of concern about Deb Frecklington not cutting through. I think if you'd made a serious challenge 12 months ago, I think the LNP may be in a slightly better position, but we will leave that. We'll leave that as a political comment. Mate, best of luck over
I don't want to leave it. I want to push back on that, and I want to say what people will get from Deb is someone who will run a good government, and you won't have the shambolic nature you've had in recent times. And, you know, always flattering when your name gets mentioned in good things, but the only thing I could have done is destroyed an opportunity for my side of politics to do what people want us to do, and that is get rid of a dreadful government. And I'm not a Kevin Rudd, and I'm not a Malcolm Turnbull. I'm someone who believes that the cause is bigger than the individual. And if I get the opportunity to be a minister in November, no one will be happier than me. And I say to all your listeners, The first thing I will do if I'm the Environment Minister is fix a department that says no for everything. Now, it won't be anyone's doormat. It will be a department that upholds the strongest environmental standards. We're going to lock away more protected areas than ever before. But the days of it being a gatekeeper and a no, no, no about everything will be over. We will facilitate developments that will be environmentally first class but enable people to get a job. That's what I can give people right now. And that's what we can as a government. So over to you. Back our candidates, please. They're good people. Get behind them.
Well, it'll be a fascinating final week. As I said, best of luck. It's a big job. The online bookies have the LNP, well, slipping slightly behind, in fact, in the last week or so. But look, anything can happen, as we know, in politics. David Crisafulli, thanks so much for your time. I know how flat out it can be at this time of an election campaign. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
And thanks for those bookies. They had Morrison at $8.50. Should have got on that one.
There you go. That's the hot tip. Thanks, mate.
There you go, Gavin.